Some Thoughts on Tax, by Anne-Marie Waters, Leader for Britain. My role as leader of Britain's newest political party takes me all over the country. Usually the pace is too frenetic for me to take much of an interest in the logistical dynamics, but recently some of the tax implications were pushed right under my nose. This experience happened to affect me, but it could easily be Middle England citizen. I spent 3 days in an English market town, at a family-run hotel, very charming and in the mid-price range. Unusually, the bill itemized the tax take in a slightly different way. Nothing startling, but shown separately in a different column. It therefore focused my attention. I delved deeper in fascinated curiosity. 3 nights, bed, breakfast and evening meal. Nothing extravagant, good pub grub and a few drinks. The sort of 3 days any visiting businessman or married couple might enjoy. The VAT and duty over the 3 days came to £130. The town is one petrol tank away, so the duty, tax take on the fuel ran out at another £100. So my little expedition netted the government £230. Add, if you will, the pay tax on the staff, national insurance, employers' national insurance and hotel business rates, and you are left to wonder at the enormity of this theft of citizens' earnings. Of course, the government claims they do much public good for the outrageous tax take. Health, education, roads, defence, social welfare, etc. Most ordinary folk are relaxed about paying some tax for services they value. Pro bono publico, fair play. But it's not that simple, is it? I would argue it is out of control. There seems to be no fiscal restraint. Our money doesn't reach the services it is supposed to. It is largely squandered. Just a few examples: high speed rail, crazy. £70 billion and growing. Overseas aid, largely unaudited, £12 billion per. EU payments, £12 billion per. £50 billion proposed. Quango costs estimated at £120 billion per. Daily Telegraph. Incidentally, there are over 1,000 quangos, Google them up. Astonishing waste of money. There is no space here to detail extraordinary procurement waste in the modern NHS, but the Institute of Economic Affairs will bring you up to speed if you love detail. We must elect a government which puts the British taxpayer first. Every penny taken from the wealth-creating sector stifles economic growth. As Churchill warned us, no nation can tax itself into prosperity. We must slash tax, regulation and the state's remit if we, as a nation, are to compete with the rest of the world, particularly the new Shanghai Cooperation Zone, to which the next 50 years belong as the anachronistic EU fades into the same oblivion that overtook the Ottoman Empire, and for the same reasons. Copyright Anne-Marie Waters, 2018.